Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, you're on the air. Wake up with Linda. Yeah.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Change the world. What it used to be. Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Tell me now. Oh, fire!
Good morning. You're on the air with Wake Up with Linda Maxson. Wake up, everybody. Get up out of those beds. Stomp on the floor 4 times. I want you to stretch, 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 stretch. Get those blood cells moving. Get that blood moving through your body. Think, think, think. Today is Tuesday, June 10th, 2014. Terrific Tuesday. You know, we're out here encouraging all the young adults. They're taking final steel. There are a few culminations going on. Today we're going to have a wonderful guest to come on and share some information with you in a few moments. Wake up with Linda Maxson. You're on the air, and you know we have to do this. We must start with ourselves. You must forge yourself through your own efforts. I urge each and every one of you to create something, start something, and make a success of something. This is the essence of human existence, the challenge of youth. Herein lies a wonderful way of life, aiming for the future.
Gladly walk across the desert with no shoes upon my feet to share with you the last bite of bread I had to eat. I would swim out to save you in your sea of broken dreams. When all your hopes are sinking, let me show you what love means. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? I would whisper love so loudly every heart could understand. But love and only love can join the tribe of man. I would give my heart's desire so that you might see. The first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me.
Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time?
know, every now and then I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. So we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough. The way we do Proud Mary. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Listen to the story now. Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleep, and I was worried about the way the thing might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, ooh, the Proud Mary keep on burning, and we're rolling,
rolling.
Rolling on the river, cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis,
and I
pumped a lot of paint down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of the city until I hit the ride on the riverboat queen.
So the
big wheel keep on turning, ooh, the Proud Mary keep on burning. Rolling on the river,
rolling on the river,
Mary rolling,
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 rolling on the river,
rolling on the river.
To do a stretch, and each and every one of us must remember to stretch as far as you can go. One thing is certain, That is the power of belief, the power of thought. We'll move reality into the direction of what we believe and conceive of it. If you really believe you can do something, you can. That is a fact. And I'm saying this out here to congratulate all the graduates that are walking across those stages this week and into next week, that are climbing up to higher education, that has worked very, very hard. Determination and focus, young adults, is what keeps us moving forward. Once you get up and flip that tassel from the right to the left, you know that that's one accomplishment that you have done, but you are just beginning. It never stops. Once you reach your plateau, you must always reach back and grab another. Take them through, direct them, especially our young adults out here that are seeking, that are looking, and that are waiting for you to direct them. And I know you carry this song in your heart day in and day out, and I want you to teach others how to do the same thing.
Many things have held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to lift up, lift up.
Hear every word I say, every word I say.
Ain't no stopping us now.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
we have a caller calling in on the line. Are you there? Just a moment. Let's check in. It looks like it's coming all the way in from Houston, Texas. Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
This is Dora White.
Hi, Dora. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Great. Listeners, we have Miss Dora White calling in all the way from Houston, Texas. Dora is with the College of Education, Academic Affairs at Texas Southern University. Dora, thank you so much. I know that even though school is out already there in Texas, you have lots of things to do. Thank you so much for giving us a call. Would you share with the listeners what you do at Texas Southern? What happens in academic affairs in your department?
Hi. Well, in our department, I work for the Associate Dean of Academic Affairs. I'm the administrative assistant, and I will be we get together the doctoral comps for comprehensive examinations for the students. And this is the doctoral students that have completed all their coursework. And once they completed all their coursework for the doctoral comps, then they have to pass an examination before they could get their doctorate degree. So I prepare all the examinations. I get all the everything together in order for these students to take the examinations. And once they have three times to take the examination, once they pass all 4 points of the examination, then they could go on and write their dissertation in order to graduate and get their Doctors of Education degree.
Whoa,
so
that
and
okay.
Yes. So the
continue.
Academic dean. Yeah, the academic dean helps them prepare their studies and everything to get ready to, you know, take that examination, that big examination, because it's a big one. You only have three attempts to take it. So that's pretty much what I do. And during the summer.
Yes, continue.
I just said during the summer it's kind of a slow period where we just catch up and get ready for our next examination.
Well, Dora, when you're working, these are persons, young adults out there and listeners that has gone all the way, and this is that last step that's going into the doctoria. That is that PhD. That is what we strive for, to get out there. Now, Dora, I know you have three children that have all gone through this route. There is one, the oldest son, that is, or it might be the youngest son, I'm not sure, that is preparing at this time to go for that doctoral. All of the steps that have to be taken to get to that point, what would you share with the young adults out here? Because you have three that have moved in that direction and one more going in. What does it take from you as a parent? What type of encouragement have you given your children to get them to this point? Can you share a little bit of that with us, please?
Well, what I would tell them, of course, being in education for so long, I let them know that whatever they decide to do, I'm with them, and I encourage them. I let them know that they could do and be anything they want to be and do anything they want to do. And I'm pretty much there for their moral support. You know, I'm there to listen to them. And if they just to be by their side and everything. And I even have counselors here in the College of Education that let them talk to them, because the professors here and everything, I know them, and they give them a lot of encouragement. You know, where I may be lacking something, they'll go to them, and they'll let them know that what they need to do to move forward. And even they have some bumps in their life, where they had maybe failed, but they kept on going, and they receive their PhD, even with the low grades they have made, they continued on and were able to still be successful with their degree.
Well, you're saying out there, listeners, that I'm speaking to a parent here, a mother that has young adults that have walked that walk, and based on what she's saying, the support has to be there. The encouragement has to be there. You have to remind your children daily that they can be anything that they want to be. You have to be willing to listen to your children. And as Ms. White has stated, by her having counselors and right at her exposure here on campus, that she refers her children to sit down and speak with the counselors, hear their stories, let them be also encouragers to let them know sometimes those grades are not what you expect, but if there's a fail anywhere along the line, that does not mean defeat. All that fail or that F in fail means is to continue to move forward no matter what. Ms. White, I actually appreciate you, your family. I know the young adults. I know that they're moving forward. I know the type of encouragement, the home, the family structure that they're given. All of this is set up. And as I might state, you have done a tremendous job with those young adults. I'm very, very proud of those young adults. As a matter of fact, your family and your children are the ones that keep me moving forward. As you know, I'll share it with you. I will be flipping that tassel from the right to the left this week.
All right.
But
all right.
It's only the beginning. I still have to get to that point, which that is the goal, of going to that PhD for that doctoral. I know that I can call on you to give me some information, and also I'm requesting that I, too, speak with the counselors on your end, even though it's all the way down in Texas. You know, from one Texan to the other, we take care of one another. And your son, Andre White, to my knowledge, is on his way now, I think, to the University of Alabama. Am I correct for his doctoral? Am I correct on that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And at this time, he is now at the University of Houston. And if you could share with me, what is his doctoral, what is his PhD going to be in? What is his major?
In the field of mathematics.
Oh, my goodness. I wish
yes.
I could send all my math there to him. I would like to take out time, Ms. White, and just congratulate you again on your good work. And listeners, and Ms. White, may I ask you if you would give us a call back next week. You know, school is still on here in California, and there's a lot of graduations that are taking place. I think next week will end. But if I could ask you to give us a call back, perhaps maybe this week, so that the listeners can, like, get a refresher on what the parents especially must do with the young adults, because this is not the first stage. There's many stages out there across. And to kind of like share with us again before the week is out this information, may we ask that you give us a call back? Will you have time to do that? I'm inviting you back.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Ms. White, listeners, we have been talking with Dora White from Houston, Texas, College of Education, Academic Affairs at Texas Southern University. And Ms. White has agreed to give us a call and help us out before the week is out to give us a refresher so that we can continue to move forward. And her main word today was encouragement. Encouragement from all of us to keep everyone going. We must encourage each other. Ms. White, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much for taking out your time. And I'm going to say bye-bye for now and look forward to talking to you by the end of the week. Thank you and have a great day and success
okay,
to you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Coming around, I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we don't let nothing hold us back.
You're in the air listening to Wake Up with Linda Max Chan. We just got off the phone with Mrs. Dora White from Texas Southern University. She shared some wonderful words with us, and especially she emphasized to encourage, encourage, encourage. We're going into that stretch now. I'm going to take you down a little bit. I know you're trying to absorb some of that stuff that Ms. White talked to you about. Just relax down and enjoy the Day. Isn't it a crime? Isn't that great that we had Dora White from Texas Southern University from the College of Education Academic Affairs to call in and share with us how we should encourage one another, what we should do with our children. And she also shared that she has three that have gone through that route, and the last one is going for that doctoral, PhD in math. Listeners, we have a segment in this show, Stay in Touch. And in order to do that, you dial 323-769-5879. Leave a message, your name, and the message of the that you want to leave to your loved one, all positive messages. Please remember, it's about positivity out here. And if you call on Monday, we will air that. On Tuesday, I have a call in here from Jackie, and Jackie wants me to tell Willie that she loves him. They've been together for over 50 years. Now, that is what I call togetherness. We want to dial in, stay in touch, and listen to our hearts and put that love out there. It's about love.
Don't
wanted to play that to shake you up. You know, Thursday might end all the finals. There's a lot of graduations that are happening on the weekend and throughout next week. And there are those of you who are not graduating, some of you who are, that need to pick up with some more units, going to summer school. Keep in mind, summer school is a fast pace. You have to hunker down. You have the energy to get that out of the way so that you can prepare for your next semester. For those of you who are continuing on and who are transferring in to universities or going into city colleges, coming out of high school, everyone says that, okay, you're not taking a break. Sometimes you don't need a break. Just keep going. You can break later on. But prepare yourself. It's always good to be ready so that you don't have to get ready, as a caller said. Gina G, be ready so you don't have to get ready. Get your subjects now for the next semester. Get your books, scan through them, so that you'll be abreast when the professor is talking to you, that you don't have to just like try to figure out, just kind of be ahead of the game. And you must get all your paperwork in order. Make sure you have your parking passes, all your paper, everything necessary. If you're going to summer school, remember there will not be a break there, so you must keep pumping. You must keep pumping to prepare to continue so that you can complete. Remember, the word is, and the statement is, and the motto is, continue to complete.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy.
But every song's like cold teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room, we don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash, we don't care.
We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be wrong. It's a one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee, and baby I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy.
My friends and I will crack the code. Count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows
that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room, we don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash, we don't care.
We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Queen Bee,
and baby I'll rule. Let me live.
You're on the air with Wake Up with Linda McShann. There's a bit of technical difficulty, so if you heard some silence out there, just bear with us. The weekend shows for Saturday and Sunday, which usually air at 8 o'clock p.m., will be airing at 8 o'clock a.m. on Sunday morning and 7 o'clock a.m. from 7 to 9 on Saturday. There's a lot of graduations going on out there, a lot of culminations, graduation and culmination, whatever way you want to put it. And we will be out and about checking out all the excitement, all the joy, all the happiness, and especially all the love. I will keep you reminded on that for the weekend shows. Earlier, for those of you who missed it, we had Ms. Dora White coming in from Houston, Texas, from University, Texas Southern University in Houston, College of Education, Academic Affairs. And what Ms. White shared with us is that she prepares the students that are coming for that doctoral. She does all the paperwork. She prepares them for testing. She also shared with us, and I was not aware of this, that they only get three chances to take that test for that PhD. You know, that's the big daddy out there. And she also shared with us that with her children, which she has three that are going that trail, and one son that is going into University of Alabama for his PhD in mathematics. And she shared with us that how she encourages them is to be by their side, give them support, listen to them, no matter what direction they want to go into, she's there for them. She's also set up referrals. She lets them speak with the counselors on campus to let them know that even though those grades might not be at the point that you would like, if there's a failure there, if there's a low point, to continue, to never give up, and to never be defeated. And most of all, to understand that a great inner revolution in just a single individual will help achieve a change in the destiny of an entire society, and further will cause a change in the destiny of humankind. You see, we must work on ourselves so that we can push it from in out to others, to keep them encouraged, to keep them with hope, and to keep them with love. You're on the air with Wake Up with Linda McShann.
Can't believe my eyes.
never hold. Make you speechless, baby.
When I smile, put my eyes up, staring the clouds like, wow, look at my love. Every day I'm feeling better, cause I know I got the best I can be proud of. We can't fall quick. Remember when I used to tell my girls like, yo, this dude think he's so it, think he's so fly. And every time you tried to talk to me, I'm like, yo, don't even dare try. I was on my solo groove, I ain't want nothing, I ain't need nothing. Man, I'm good, now I'm speechless, cause I fell for him. The poet in me died cause I fell for him.
You're speechless, baby.
Come on.
Don't know what to say. I'm just speechless, baby.
Yeah.
About joy and about victories. And in order to get to those victories, a mentor is indispensable if we are to develop into people of outstanding character. Viewed on a deep level, our relationship with our mentor can have even greater significance for us than our relationships with our parents. In the mentor relationship, we can find the very essence for achieving victory in life. So with that thought out there, those persons who have been there for you, who have supported you, who has listened to your problems, your ups and downs, and your happy times, always remember to go back and thank them. And for you students that are leaving for your summer breaks or transferring into whatever your next step might be, go back to those professors and let them know how much you appreciate them. Let them know how much they've done for you and how they've encouraged you. You know, persons, there are teachers out there, and then there's lecturers. Lecturers just talk. Teachers really care. Seek out teachers. You yourself, take this information that you're gaining through life, and you become a teacher. You're on the air. Well, wake up with Linda Mac Chan. Let's continue going. I'm going to do music, music, music just to keep you going today.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Only like a highway. Fly away. Oh, she comes full feet on the ground, and she's burning it down. Oh, she
If you hear God, make the fire disappear when they fear God. Take away my fear when they interfere, God. Do you fear God? Cause I fear God. And in my backyard, that's a dear God. And that's a horse friend. And to my core fans, keep repping me. Do it to the death of me. X in the box, cause ain't nobody checking me.
White eyes. Drop that.
Oh,
There's a lot going on this weekend. Saturday, June 14th, there is the Gumby Fest in Glendora. That's at the Glendora Public Library. In order to contact them, that number is 626-914-6999. Also on Saturday, there is Roads and Rails in Paris, California. That is going to be held, and the number to contact them, that's going to be at the Orange Empire Railway Museum, and that number is 951-943-6603. And in Cherry Valley, there's the Lavender Festival going on. That's this weekend and next weekend, and that is located at 123 Farm and Highland Spring Resort. The number to contact them is 951-845-1151. And Father's Day, there is a car show in Marietta. And there's going to be all types of cars going, and that will be at the California Oaks Sport Park. And that's, again, the California Oaks Sports Park. That number is 951-304-7275. So for all of you fathers out there that like that classic look, it will be up to 400 classic and special vehicles there. So enjoy your Father's Day. You're in the air listening to Wake Up with Linda McShann. Thank you.
miss the first half. Tune in. I'll give you a recap. Wake Up with Linda, Maxine.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen.
Wake up, all you teachers, trying to teach a new way. At the first hour, if you missed it, we had Miss Dora White calling in from Texas Southern University. She shared with us the things that she do there. She works in the academic department for Texas Southern, preparing all the doctoral students to get those PhDs. She shared with us some great information. She shared with us how she encouraged her three children as they continue on to their journey. She also let us know that one of her sons, Andre White, is on his way to University of Alabama, working on his PhD in mathematics. Now, that is a smart young man. Keep it up out there. I know it's almost over. Finals are wrapping down. Winding down, and you're wrapping up. If you're going to summer school, just take three breaths and continue to move on through. For those of you who are graduating from middle school, high school, city colleges, stepping on into universities, I congratulate you out there. I, too, will be flipping that tassel from the right to the left. You see, I am on my journey. I'm what you consider a non-traditional student. I have returned to fact because I want to share with you is to never give up on your dreams and your goals. And don't take the word defeat. It does not mean a thing. If you feel that you're defeated in an area, just take it as a delay. Keep on moving forward. Smile, smile, smile. Smile from within. Give your heart and especially give love out there to whoever you meet.
stay in touch. Get on that love train. Let the loved ones know how you feel about them. There is a segment in the show, Stay in Touch. And in order for you to get your information out there, you dial 323-769-5879. Again, that number is 323-769-5879. You leave your message, your name, and leave the message for the person that you want to tell that you love them. We accept only positive messages here. We had a call in from Richard. He said he wants Cynthia to know that she's doing a great job with their beautiful children. She's a great mother, and he loves her. Also, you know, the summer is coming up. Employers out there, please give us a call, 917-889-8015. Call in. Let us know what you have available for our young adults out here. The summer is here. They're getting out of school, and they need employment. Again, please call in, 917-889-8015. We air every morning from 7 o'clock a.m. to 9 o'clock a.m. Give us a call. Let's build those lists out there. Let's let the young adults know that we're here for them. Let's keep our promise. You know, it is important to keep the promises we make to friends and to the youth. This is a true meaning of friendship, to become people who can do so. However, we must first learn to keep our resolutions, the promises we have made to ourselves. So it's not all about us, it's all about them also. Please give us a call. Let us know the jobs that's available out there for the youth for this summer.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address in the torn up town. No postcode envy,
but every song's like cold teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room, we don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash, we don't care.
We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me Queen Bee, and baby
I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy.
My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows
that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money,
but every song's like cold teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room, we don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash, we don't care.
We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me Queen Bee,
and baby I'll rule.
don't forget, tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock a.m., wake up with Linda. I love you.
For your joy and pain, and I'll be loving you always. And today I know I'm living but tomorrow, but make me the path for that I mustn't fear. For I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I've left behind, cause I'll be loving you always.
I'm
gonna
take that in the day that I know more.
Did you know you
love you. You're on the air with Wake Up with Linda Mac Shan. Same time in the morning, 7 o'clock a.m. Inspiration, motivation. Set love in your heart. Make sure that you give it out, give it out, give it out. Love yourself so therefore you can love others. And youth out there, keep plugging.